And now let's look at the reality behind a political cliché. In a recent interview, Sarah Palin stressed that she did not blink when John McCain asked her to be his running mate. Turns out that how hard people blink, their startle reflex may actually predict their political beliefs. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports on a new psychological study.
Political scientists want to understand why you do what you do in the voting booth. And they've mostly focused on one kind of influence.
The dominant paradigm really is that it's all environmental, that it's what your parents push down your throat. It's, moving in with a wild roommate in college. It's an influential clergy person.
John Hibbing is a political science researcher at the University of Nebraska. He thinks your politics could be affected by something else, too.
And that something may very well be biology.
He recently got a few dozen middle-aged Nebraskans who hold strong political views to come into his lab. They sat in front of a computer with sensors on their fingers to measure skin moisture. That's a kind of stress test. They also had sensors under their eyes to measure how hard they blinked. The researchers told them to watch as some images flashed on the computer screen.
And some of these pictures are very soothing, like a sunset or a bunny rabbit, and others are quite threatening.
Three of the threatening pictures included a dazed man covered with blood, an open wound with maggots,
and a really nasty large spider on someone's face.
The volunteers also wore headphones. At random, unexpected times, they'd get blasted with a loud burst of static. The results of this study are reported in the journal Science. Hibbing and his colleagues found that they could predict what a person's political beliefs would be based on how strongly the person's body responded to the alarming images and sounds.
Those people who seemed to have a stronger reaction to threat were more likely to favor things like military spending, the death penalty, the Patriot Act.
Some people might look at this and say, well, you know, this guy, he's at a university, he's probably some liberal professor, and he's just basically saying that people with conservative views are scaredy cats.
Well, I think it's just as easy to say that liberals are naive and they don't get it. They don't understand it's a dangerous world. There is no normal out there. And I think that's why I hope the upshot of this might be a little bit more tolerance for people on the other side.
Other political scientists say it's an interesting finding, but its meaning is unclear. Gabriel Lenz studies politics at MIT.
I guess I'm not entirely convinced that this shows that it's biologically driven. It could be a biological response that's been socially generated.
By how people were raised, for example. Evan Charney is another political scientist at Duke University. He says when you show people images of maggots or blood, you may be measuring not fear, but rather disgust or even confusion.
None of those responses are necessarily threat responses.
So he thinks it's quite a leap to link them to issues like gun control. Christopher Buckley is a conservative writer whose political satires come from years of observing the political scene in Washington. He says he's not surprised that people who startle easily might go for certain kinds of things.
They want, more B-2 bombers. that seems to be a fairly logical deduction.
But still, he says this study doesn't totally match his experiences.
I know hysterical conservatives, and I know hysterical liberals. I know, calm conservatives, and I know calm liberals.
This latest political election might not involve anything as shocking as photos of maggots, but Buckley says there's been plenty of twists and turns.
There have been few moments that have not gotten my own personal blinkometer going.
And is that because you think you're just generally startly and blinky, or?
No, I think this one's been... One for the startle books.
Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.